Hi, I'm Lori Zook, owner of Credit Education Consultants, and today I want to talk with you about FICO scores. Now, FICO scores were developed by the Fair Isaac & Company back in the 70s to determine your credit worthiness or credit riskiness. It basically tells a potential lender whether you are worth giving a line of credit or a loan to, and certain factors make up those FICO scores, which is a secret algorithm, by the way. Payment history is 35% of your FICO score. You never want to make a late payment. You want to have perfect payment history because one late payment is estimated at 32,100 points as a drop in your score. FICO does reveal on a late mortgage payment, it's 1 to 200 points. So never be late on your mortgage. The amounts that you owe account for 30% of your FICO scores. Now, you can read lots of stuff online, but I can tell you the less you owe, the higher your scores, and the more you owe, the lower your scores. Typically, I tell clients to keep their scores, their amounts paid down to about $5, as opposed to paying off. For some reason, just owing about $5 on a credit line boosts your score. The length of credit history that you have accounts for 15% of your score. So the longer you have great credit lines, perfect payment history, low to no balances, the better. Now, new credit accounts for 10% of your FICO score. FICO scores run from 300 to 850. You only want to apply for new credit maybe once or twice a year at most. Any more than that, when you do what's called a hard inquiry or give permission to a lender to pull your credit, I estimate it to be 2 to 5 points off your scores. So be very cautious with that. The types of credit used account for 10% of your FICO scores, meaning do you have installment loans? Do you have revolving credit? Do you have a mortgage? In other words, FICO wants to see a good mix of credit. If you need help, you can go to my website, crediteducationconsultants.com, or you can contact me via email at consumercreditteacher@gmail.com.